I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. A New Jersey judge has put the state's new right to die law on hold. This law would have allowed those with terminal illness to buy and self-administer life-ending drugs. The law was challenged by a doctor who says it's an affront to religious doctors, but the governor plans to fight for it. There is a hearing scheduled for October. A scare today for some New York City commuters with two abandoned devices believed to be pressure cookers, prompting an evacuation of a subway station near the World Trade Center. Governor Andrew Cuomo says there was no danger, but certainly lots of concern. A third device was found in another part of Manhattan, and Cuomo says the proximity to the site of the September 11th attacks heightened anxiety before police gave the all clear. And they're now looking for a man seen on surveillance video placing the devices in the subway station. A Pennsylvania couple is accused of faking the birth and death of a baby to obtain more than $600 in donations and gifts from friends and family. Authorities say Jeffrey and Casey Lang posted a photo on Facebook of a baby. The couple say the child was born July 3rd, but died hours later. A GoFundMe account was established. The couple also had a baby shower in May, and authorities say there was no record of the baby's birth or death. The couple is charged with theft by deception and receiving stolen property. In sports, the Phils host the San Diego Padres tonight. Let's check your CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. Cloudy today. You could see an afternoon or evening thunderstorm with a high of 85. Cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with an isolated thunderstorm possible, low 73. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, pop-up thunderstorm possible, high 90. It'll feel more like the upper 90s, though. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.